Matthew Robertson is our latest feature that we're going to have. He's with the Edmonton Oil Kings. He's a 2001 born, was drafted in the second round, 49th overall by the New York Rangers. He's 6'4", 201 pounds, so a solid defenseman, very key piece. He's, again, done so many events when it comes to the Hlinka Gretzky Cup, U18s, and potentially could be on Canada's World Junior team this year. So there's a lot. He's a highly touted prospect.
Sherwood Park. Alternate captain of the Oil Kings this past year.
And 33 points in his second full season with the Oil Kings. In his rookie season, he had 24 points. So let's get to it. Matthew Robinson's on the line. He's training up in Edmonton. Matthew, how's it going, man?
It's going good. I mean, yeah, it's been a busy past couple months, but I'm in training in Edmonton right now, and things are going good.
And, you know, for your season with the Edmonton Oil Kings, it was an eventful one. The Oil Kings had a couple of rough patches, and obviously coming off the Memorial Cup, when you win the championship, you usually have a big price to pay at the end with so many players coming out. You go into the Bantam draft and then eventually end up as a member of the Edmonton Oil Kings. But in your second full season with the Edmonton Oil Kings, 52 games played, 33 points as a defenseman, 7 goals, 26 assists. How did things go for yourself this year in the team?
Well, the team did really well this year. I mean, going into the year, we had new coaches and new management. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but I mean, it turned out really good. We had a really good year, and we bonded really good, and great coaching staff, which helped out a lot. And, yeah, we made a good push at the end of the season in the second half and had a good playoff push as well. Just lost out in the Eastern Conference final. But I thought personally my season went all right. I had a few injuries, a little bit of setbacks. I thought overall it was good. I mean, I was happy with the team play.
And just kind of with that, you have that big series with the Calgary Hitmen in the semifinals. And you guys rolled them in 4 straight games. But what was it like to kind of play in that rivalry game type setting where you're up against the Calgary Hitmen, where there was a lot of good battles in the past?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's definitely one of the classics. I mean, the Battle of Alberta, but I mean, yeah, they're a hard team to play against, and they had a good year, especially a good second half, and credits to them. But I think we competed well, and I thought we played good against them, and every game was pretty much really close except for, I think, the last one. I thought, I mean, we just came and played our game, and we came prepared.
As an Edmonton player from the Sherwood Park area where you played your minor hockey, when you got drafted in the Bantam draft and how things went for yourself, did you ever kind of envision that you would be an Edmonton Oil King and, you know, potentially, you know, having the career that you've had so far in junior, and you've been able to do it so close to home?
When I was younger, I guess I kind of dreamed of playing for the Oil Kings. I mean, my brother played when I was younger, and we used to actually build it even before my brother played, so kind of dreamed of it. But, I mean, I didn't really think, like, I'd be in this position that I am right now and then end up playing for them. I think I was maybe at the back of my mind a bit, but I didn't think it would actually become a reality. But just knowing where I am now, it's pretty cool.
It was a pretty special year for players born in Alberta and those playing in the Western Hockey League. 28 players were taken in the NHL draft this year, and first-rounders, there's quite a bit. And teammates, I look at your international accomplishments, including that the Hlinka Gretzky Cup, where I was able to watch with my own two eyes. That was a really special team that included the Dylan Cousins of the world, Peyton Krebs, who has been on our show this week, and Kirby Dach and Bowen Byram, who all got drafted in the first round. And you were just as close to being drafted in the first round, I think, as anybody, just the way that draft went. But what has it been like with your experience wearing the Maple Leaf in the U-17s, U-18s, and most recently the Gretzky Hlinka Cup?
I mean, yeah, anytime you get to represent your country, I mean, it's a special feeling. Yeah, it's not something you can do all the time, so it was a memorable experience every time. But I think just in the summer, I got to win the gold at the Hlinka Gretzky Cup. That's something I remember for the rest of my life, and it was a special experience. I got to play in front of friends and family at home, actually, in Edmonton, so I mean, it was pretty cool winning that. And also just with that team, I mean, I was probably one of the best teams I've played with. And just some of the players on that team have a chance of really going really far in their careers, and as well as special players on that team.
And if we want to go a little bit of foreshadowing here, just how things are kind of playing out, you know, Kirby Dach, Peyton Krebs, all invited to World Junior Counts. The opportunity is also there again to play again together. You know, is that to have you kind of licking your lips and, you know, doing everything in your power to make sure you can wear that maple leaf again at a higher level?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a goal of mine to play at that level, and I think there's a lot of work to be done, but that's definitely a goal.
And now let's just kind of switch gears a little bit to the main reason why we gave you a call today as an Alberta boy, and you're drafted into the NHL. You had to wait an extra day. There was kind of some talks that it was kind of funny. I talked to a couple of friends of mine in the hockey business. They kind of said Matthew Robertson could drop to 26th or move up to 26th, would be selected by Calgary. So it was very interesting to see maybe a potential Oil King finding home south in Calgary. But just what was your draft experience like in Vancouver this year?
It was a lot of fun. I've never really been to a draft before, so I tried to soak it all in, just take it all in as much as I could, but it was a good experience. I got to experience with my family, and yeah, I just took it all in, and I mean, when I got my name called, it was a special feeling, just pure excitement.
I was going to say, leading to that, did you have any sort of indication where you were going to end up? Obviously, when the Rangers did call, anybody's excited to hear their name called at the draft. But did you see anything coming down the stretch? Did you talk to the Rangers a lot? And then what was maybe just inside what you were feeling when you finally hear your name called?
I did talk to them a lot during the year, but I mean, going to the draft, I didn't know what to expect, and I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, and I think there's a big range of where I could have gone, but I mean, it all turned out well, and I'm extremely happy with what the results were.
Obviously, the Rangers kind of made it a sort of a proclamation to their season ticket holders that they were going to rebuild, but they rebuilt in probably the best way possible. They're able to get Kaapo Kakko. They have Adam Fox now, and they've made some great moves for free agency. And obviously, you get to be part of their development camp. You get to play against a Kaapo Kakko and watch him play. What was your development camp like with the Rangers?
Well, it was a great experience. I mean, it was my first time in New York, and I mean, just seeing the big city, and then also just playing against some of those players and playing with some of them in camp. And I mean, there were a ton of great players there. I just try to take it in as much as I can, and it was a really fun experience.
And I just want to go to a little bit more with Kaapo Kakko, because there was such hype and how he came on draft style. As a defenseman, did you have to play against him, or were you on his team? And if so, did you have to defend him, and how hard was it, and what did you see from him?
I never really played with him or against him that much. I don't even think I've ever even played against him before in New York, but in New York, I was on his camp team, so I got to play with him, and he's definitely a special player, and he has a ton of skill.
Let's go to yourself now. After development camp's over, you get a little bit of time off, not a whole lot, because this is a big year for the Edmonton Oil Kings, a year, and of course the Rangers are watching even closer now. Team Canada's given a look at you as well. What has been your training like this offseason in Edmonton?
I've been training off the ice 5 times a week, and then skating as much as I can, just on the ice, and trying to stay in shape and just work on certain skills to improve my game.
What is kind of the one thing that the Rangers did sort of say what you need to work on as a defenseman for yourself?
For me, just getting more, a little more mature and just building in my body and getting stronger, and also just having more confidence and just working on all aspects of my game.
And just kind of moving ahead here, for this Oil Kings team, there's the opportunity to be contending for a WHL title once again, and it's been a quick turnaround for your Oil King team. And what is the expectation to just take it that next step further this year after the year you guys had?
I think that's definitely a goal for ours. I mean, we had a good push at the end of the year last year, and hopefully that can carry on to the beginning of this season. But, I mean, every year you don't really know what to expect. You just kind of go in hoping for the best and just keep working and taking the coach's advice and on as a team. But I think that's definitely a goal of ours. I think that's something that we're capable of and have the potential for. So, yeah, I'm definitely hoping for that as well.
Speaking with Matthew Robertson here on the Steinberg Show, and Matt, I just want to, for those that don't know who you are or don't get a chance to check out the Western Hockey League as much, how would you describe yourself as a defenseman? I'll just give a little bit of spoilers away of your physical features, being 6'4" and 201 pounds. Just what kind of defenseman are you with that frame, and what do you bring to the game of hockey?
I'd say I'm a two-way defenseman. I jump up in the rush, helping out a little bit offensively. I'm a Puck moving defenseman, but also I like England's other team's best players and shut them down.
What is kind of the one player that you kind of try to emulate your game after?
I don't know if there's one in particular, but I like watching Victor Hedman a lot, just how he uses his size and stick effectively and can also contribute offensively.
And I guess kind of lastly here, as we try to wrap things up here, Matt, just what's left for Matthew Robertson this year before the start of camp? Obviously, the Rangers are watching you, and the Oil Kings are waiting with suspense for what's coming up here. Has there been any contract talks? But what's coming up for Matthew Robertson?
I'm not really too sure. I mean, I'm just training the offseason, just trying to work on my game. I'm not really focusing on anything else, just proving on what I can do better in order to hopefully make the NHL one day. But, yeah, just keep improving in the offseason for me.
Matthew, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on being drafted by the New York Rangers. Best of luck this year with the Edmonton Oil Kings. We'll hear your name a lot coming down the stretch here, as, you know, potentially with Team Canada. And, hey, it's been a whirlwind season for yourself, but I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. You are a kid. You're training to go to the next level in your career. So thank you so much, and all the best this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. Matt, thanks so much, man. I totally blanked out there, but we've got her made, and thanks so much for giving me some time today. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.